Welcome to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And thanks for tuning in tonight. And today is December 11, 2007. And we have a lot of news and information to get into on today's show. Before we start covering some of this news and information, just wanted to have a quick announcement, a programming note for tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have Jim Forsythe on. He is one of the key individuals up here in New Hampshire in the different meetup groups that that have formed up here for the Ron Paul campaign. And he's done a lot of great work with the Ron Paul campaign, promoting Ron Paul. And we're going to spend an hour, full hour, talking about what's going on up here in New Hampshire regarding the Ron Paul campaign. So it should be a very interesting show, and I hope everybody will tune in tomorrow for that. And, of course, we'll get into the Ron Paul blimp, the Tea Party situation, Operation Live Free or Die, lots of exciting stuff that's happening here in New Hampshire that is going to promote the campaign and get us ready for the January 8th, 2008 primary date. So very excited to have Jim on tomorrow. So hope you all tune in for that. And today we're going to cover some news. Pretty much what I wanted to get into on today's show, we've got a bunch of news stories. Pretty much we're going to talk about the economy. That's one thing. We of course, had the Federal Reserve announce an interest rate cut. So I'm going to talk about that and some other stories associated with the economy. We also have this story about global warming, how it's actually naturally caused. This is from the Canada Free Press. And this spits in the face of everything that the United Nations and all of these criminals are saying about global warming, saying that it's caused by man and that we have to have this global carbon tax, which is a clear and total fraud. And we'll also talk about the CIA, some updates on what's going on with these tapes, with these destroyed torture tapes. Apparently, this former CIA interrogator actually came out and said that waterboarding was useful, but it's torture. And then we have this other story that came out saying that the commander-in-chief, actually the dictator-in-chief, George W. Bush, through inaction, actually gave the okay to destroy these interrogation tapes. We also have McCain saying, as John McCain, saying that Al-Qaeda could cause an economic crisis, which is just a completely insane assertion from John McCain. But, of course, it provides credibility to a coming economic collapse and the threat of Al-Qaeda, even though the threat doesn't exist. It's just totally crazy. And what else do we have here? We'll also get into, let me see here. Got so much stuff. NBC, they're actually issuing refunds because their ratings have plunged. Very interesting story there. Because it's interesting to see how the big networks, how their ratings are plunging. And the alternative media is picking up steam. We'll set this wiretap document news. A lot of stuff to cover. We'll be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes. And they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll have open lines throughout the entire program, and the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443 if there's anything you want to comment on or discuss on today's show. Now let's get into some of this news. Let's get into the economy first, because this is a favorite topic of mine. I like talking about the economy because really the power of the New World Order really goes back to the power they have to issue currency. That's really where the root of all their power is. So the economy really fascinates me because I think it's such an important issue to understand. And of course today we had the Federal Reserve. They cut interest rates a quarter of a point, and the stock market actually went down. Apparently, the market was anticipating a larger interest rate cut, and this is very significant because if the Federal Reserve is cutting interest rates and the stock market goes down, that's not a good sign at all for the economy. Typically, when interest rates are cut, the stock market goes up because there's more credit that's made available, and economic growth will result from the interest rate cuts because there's more money out there in the marketplace. But while that holds true, the same holds true for the value of the dollar. It goes down whenever there is an interest rate cut. So basically what's happened here is that you have the stock market going down, and now you have more Federal Reserve notes in circulation chasing the same goods and services. This is not a good thing. And what's really happening here with the stock market is that considering that the money supply has been, well, by now it's doubled since 2001, if not, I don't even know how much it is, but it could even be tripled. They've expanded the money supply to to numbers that we can't even imagine at this point. They stopped producing the M3 money supply report last year or around last year, just a short while ago. They stopped producing the M3 money supply figures, which gave us a figure of the total aggregate money supply that was out there. Now, why would they do that? Because they don't want us to know how much money they're actually printing out of thin air. And you see a story practically every week how either the Federal Reserve or the ECB or another central bank is bailing out these financial institutions by printing money out of thin air and just giving it to them. Now, the long-term effect of this is going to be rampant inflation. And if it continues in this fashion, we're going to see a severe economic crisis in this country. And I'm talking about depression levels. I'm not talking about a small little recession. I'm talking about a massive depression. You have this derivatives bubble that's somewhere, I mean, it's like 500 something trillion dollars, this derivatives bubble that they got going on. And I mean, it's just completely out of control. So we had the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates, which is going to further devalue the dollar. And we also have the story from the United Kingdom saying that food prices have risen fastest in 14 years. Let me read from it real quick. This is from the London Telegraph. It says here, food prices are accelerating at their highest rate for 14 years and running at more than three times the rate of inflation, official figures show. Increasing wheat and dairy prices mean food factories are having to pay 6.6% more for their raw ingredients than a year ago, the highest annual rise since 1993, according to the Office for National Statistics. So we have food prices rising in the United Kingdom. They're, of course, rising here. I mean, the price of milk is more than the price of gasoline. And that's not good. A lot of this has to do with the monetary policy, but you also have the biofuel scam where they are turning our food and they're turning it into fuel under the guise of fighting climate change, which in of itself is a complete and total fraud. I mean, it's almost like everything that we're presented with by the government, by the media, it's a lie. It's a complete and absolute lie. All this stuff that's put out for public consumption, it's a bunch of crap. So basically, the economy is not doing well when you have an interest rate cut and the stock market goes down. That's my assessment of it. And you tie this in. Well, let me bring in this news story. McCain says Al-Qaeda could cause economic problems. Okay? And then you also have Morgan Stanley issuing a recession alert. I mean, they should be issuing a depression alert. But let's talk about this comment from John McCain, the Manchurian candidate. And my God, I mean, this guy, it's almost as if he's got strings on his arms and legs, and he's just being told what to say. I mean, what has he supported this year? He supported that amnesty bill. Now he's talking about supporting climate change legislation. And now he's saying that Al-Qaeda could cause an economic crisis. I mean, somebody is telling this guy what to say. I don't think there's really, or not only just say, but do. I mean, look at everything that he's done. But let's read this article. John McCain says Al-Qaeda could cause economic crisis. This is from the American Free Press. It says here, Republican presidential candidate John McCain warned Monday that Al-Qaeda could trigger a major U.S. economic crisis with just one successful attack on a Middle Eastern oil installation. The Arizona senator argued that terror groups understood America's reliance on foreign oil and did not believe it had the will to find alternative energy sources. Al-Qaeda plans for attacks on oil facilities in the Middle East to destroy the American economy, McCain said in prepared remarks released by his campaign ahead of a speech in South Carolina. We are one successful attack from an economic crisis, McCain said, adding that U.S. enemies knew the damage a disruption of supplies would wreak on the U.S. economy. goes on to say, while other Republican candidates have been reluctant to lay out policies to combat global warming or question the science behind claims that mankind is a major contributor to climate change, McCain has called for action. It is a serious and urgent economic, environmental, and national security challenge, he said. This man is just going off the deep end. First of all, Al-Qaeda, it's this phony threat that is put out there on the military-industrial complex control of media to convince us we need this global war on terror when there is no such need. Why is it that the borders are wide open if there really is a global war on terror? Can you please answer that question? Nobody has been able to answer that question for me. Nobody. And when you look at the history behind Al-Qaeda, how it evolved from us sponsoring Mujahideen freedom fighters, or whatever you want to call them, Mujahideen freedom fighters, let's just call them that, in Afghanistan to fight the Soviets. The Mujahideen. Not really sure if they're freedom fighters. Probably not, since they're controlled by the CIA. But, you know, you get the point. The U.S. government, we're the ones who formed Al-Qaeda. And now it's being used as this imaginary boogeyman. You got these fake Bin Laden tapes, these fake Al-Qaeda tapes. Many of them have strong links back to this company called Intel Center. That is this front group for the CIA out of Alexandria, Virginia. And there's all these, I mean, anytime there's a new Al-Qaeda release, Intel Center is the first to release it. If you put two and two together, and there's also an article from Wired in which this computer expert actually analyzed the footage of the Al-Qaeda tapes, and he said that the terrorist graphic that was put on at the same time as the Intel Center logo. And then mysteriously, like a few days later, he retracted all the statements. And the Intel Center chief executive officer said, we would never do such a thing. I mean, you put two and two together, it's clear the whole thing is a damn fraud. But in light of all the problems that we're having with the economy, McCain is now saying that Al-Qaeda could cause an economic crisis, which could very well be social engineering for a false flag terror attack that will send our economy into a tailspin. And you notice that McCain says just one successful attack may cause an economic crisis. It's off the charts and it's insanity. These people, it just amazes me that these people can actually come out and say these things. But again, a message like this is not addressed to somebody like myself or people who listen to this network. It's addressed to people who just get their news from the establishment media networks and buy into all the bull they put out there on a daily basis. Let's see what else we have here. We only have a couple minutes before the break. Let me talk briefly about this climate change story. And I'll break it down more on the other side, since I know we're short on time before the break. But this is from the Canada Free Press. And it says that climate warming is naturally caused. And it says here, climate scientists at the University of Rochester, the University of Alabama, and the University of Virginia report that observed patterns of temperature changes over the last 30 years are not in accord with what greenhouse models predict and can be better explained by natural factors such as solar variability. Therefore, climate change is unstoppable and cannot be affected or modified by controlling the emission of greenhouse gases such as CO2 as is proposed in current legislation. We'll talk about this story more after the break. The bottom line is man-made carbon emissions causing global warming. It's a fraud. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to Luke Rudeye Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, the call-in number to call into the show, if you want to comment on any of the different news items that we're talking about on today's show, that number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And on the other side of the break, I was talking about this story from Canada Free Press, and the story cites this report from climate scientists at the University of Rochester, the University of Alabama, and the University of Virginia, and they state that patterns of temperature changes over the last 30 years can be better explained by natural factors such as solar variability. In our words, the sun. And it really refutes all this propaganda that's being put out there stating that global warming is being caused by man-made carbon emissions and that we need to have this global carbon credit system and we need to do all these crazy things to limit man-made carbon emissions. When that's not even what's going on. The Earth is getting warmer because the sun is getting warmer. The whole solar system is getting warmer. Yet these propagandists, yet Al Gore out here, who's getting paid thousands of dollars to make these speeches, all based off of lie. It's just totally and completely nuts. There's so many studies stating that the solar system is getting warmer. All the planets are getting warmer. Yet they continue to push this fraud forward. And yeah, maybe I am Al-Qaeda for saying this. Maybe I am with Al-Qaeda. I mean, jeez. You know, and let me read a little bit more from the article. It says here, these results are in conflict with the conclusions of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and also with some recent research publications based on essentially the same data. However, they are supported by the results of the U.S.-sponsored climate change science program. I mean, the way I look at it is this, okay? There is sufficient evidence to indicate that global warming is not being caused by man-made carbon emissions. Therefore, I think it's irresponsible that we look at having a global carbon credit system put into place to deal with a threat that might not even be real. Read Senate Bill 2191. It doesn't even make an exemption for human beings or animals. Gives the EPA these draconian powers, mandating that we report our climate or our carbon footprint to them. I mean, I just cannot believe that people are actually proposing this based off of what appears to be a huge, huge fraud. But they use the media. I mean, General Electric, for God's sakes. General Electric had this whole Green Week. Oh, big coincidence. We have General Electric promoting Green Week on all of their NBC stations. You had the Sunday night football game on NBC. You had the halftime show broadcast in the dark. They had candles. Well, like, that's supposed to make us feel as if we have to do something because, oh, the nice men doing the halftime show, they're fighting climate change because they got candles and they're saving electricity. What a bunch of crap. How much electricity does General Electric need to consume to operate on a daily basis? And because their studio is in the dark and they use candles, that's supposed to make us feel good about what they're doing, and we have to do something? I mean, my goodness. It's pure madness. You see all these studies that indicate that the solar system is getting warmer, and that this warming and what we're experiencing now is part of a natural cycle. But you know what? I don't even see that much warming. I mean, I'm looking outside. I'm up here in New Hampshire, and it's like 15 degrees outside. So where's the global warming? I'd like to see it. I really would, because you know, I think global warming would be a good thing. You could grow food in additional parts of the earth, meaning there'd be more food for people. But the United Nations is actually saying that global warming is going to create food shortages. I mean, how insane is this stuff? How insane does it have to get? And it just amazes me that people buy into this thing. But if you don't believe me, if you don't believe the danger we're in over this carbon credit system, just see how far Senate Bill 2191 has gotten in the Senate. We have to defeat that thing. That bill is just as dangerous as Senate Bill 1959, the homegrown terror bill. Anyways, we have to break. More news and information on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. There's a call-in number one more time if anybody wants to comment on these news stories that I'm discussing on today's show. That number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And I think we pretty much beat the global warming story to death. I mean, I'm just so sick of talking about it, but these people keep putting it out there. They keep saying how we're all going to die if we don't do something about global warming. I'm tired of it. You know, I started hearing about this crap when I was in second grade. They told me by 1997 that I'd have to wear a spacesuit to go to the beach because the ozone layer would have been depleted. And that we would have run out of oil by 1997. Well, guess what? It's the year 2007, and I don't have to wear a spacesuit to go to the beach. There's still oil that's being drilled out of the earth. Blatant fear-mongering and social engineering directed at the youth of our country in the 1980s. And I was a part of it. It was directed at me. I can only imagine what sort of crap they're doing in our public education system today. They probably convince everybody that the founding fathers are terrorists. It's disgusting what this country has become. And that's why I'm doing this radio show, because I'm mad. And I'm upset. And I don't understand how people can't be upset and mad at what's going on. I mean, my goodness. Let's talk about this story dealing with these CIA tapes. And let me see here. All right. Former CIA interrogator says waterboarding is useful but torture. Okay, this is from Reuters. It says here, waterboarding saved lives in the war against Al-Qaeda. Okay, yeah, sure. But it's torture and should not be used, an ex-CIA interrogator said on Tuesday, as lawmakers demanded answers about the agency's destruction of videotape showing the interrogation technique. Former CIA interrogator John Kiriko told U.S. news media that suspected Al-Qaeda lieutenant Abu Zubaydah agreed to cooperate after being subjected to the simulated drowning technique for less than a minute by CIA officials in 2002. It was like flipping a switch, he told the Washington Post. He said the session yielded valuable information and probably helped prevent attacks, but he now believes waterboarding is torture and Americans are better than that. Yeah, probably help prevent attacks. That's the excuse they use for all of this. It's for our safety. It's to save lives. It's to prevent attacks. I don't buy into any of that. When you torture somebody, they are going to do whatever it takes to ensure the pain stops. And if we ever have to fight a regular conventional war, other nations are going to see what we did to these people. And they will have absolutely no problem doing the same thing to our GIs. It sets bad precedent, and we should not be torturing people for any reason. First, you just don't get good information from the torture. It's unbelievable. And then we have this other story where the commander guy, George W. Bush, actually by not saying anything, actually gave the okay to destroy the tapes. This is a Raw Story article. I'm not going to read the entire thing. It's pretty lengthy. But essentially what happened was that the CIA actually retained the tapes, but the White House never stepped in and said, you cannot destroy these tapes. And so the CIA just destroyed the tapes, and that's, at least according to this report, what happened. But either way, waterboarding and all this enhanced interrogation technique talk, I mean, first of all, it goes against everything that this country used to stand for. And there's absolutely no justification for doing any of this. I don't care what the excuse. You know, they claim that we have this global war on terror and there's terrorists everywhere. Now we have to torture people to stop terrorists. I mean, the show 24 socially or provide social engineering for that purpose, to convince everybody that torturing is good and that government officials torturing people and these secret agents torturing people is a good thing because it saves lives. These people who say that have been watching too much television. It's not real. 24 is fiction. But what's happening here is that we have people who just believe the reality that's presented to them via TV shows like 24, and they buy into it. I just don't understand it. And of course, as they pass more and more of these laws that are blurring the lines between criminality and terrorism, like what we see with H.R. 1955, Senate Bill 1959, what we could be seeing here in the very near future is these enhanced interrogation techniques, these different methods of torture being used upon American citizens, because we'll be classified as homegrown terrorists. They set the table up with the Patriot Act, then they furthered it with the Military Commissions Act, and now they're trying to really put the screws to us with this homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. And it's awful. It's absolutely awful. So I guess Michael Hayden, the CIA chief, he's going to be testifying in front of the different intelligence committees. I think he was testifying today. He was testifying today, and he's going to testify again tomorrow as well. And of course, all this is being done behind closed doors, all for national security purposes. I'm sure, you know, that they got to keep us safe. They got to keep us safe from Al Qaeda. I mean, it's such a joke, such a joke. But anyway, those news stories are up on my website, roguegovernment.com. Feel free to check them out. I mean, it's craziness. Okay, I mean, first of all, these people, they destroyed the tapes because they have something to hide. I mean, if there was really something good going on, I don't think they would have destroyed the tapes. But just like everything with the federal government, nothing is transparent, everything is secretive, and this is no exception. Everything is for national security. Everything is for our safety. When I would argue that the federal government has done nothing for my personal security and safety. They're trying to destroy the Second Amendment. You got this national criminal identification system that they're trying to expand to include so-called mentally ill people. They're trying to make it more difficult to purchase a firearm. Hey, it says in the Second Amendment that the right to bear arms will not be infringed upon. So why are you infringing upon my right to bear arms and protect myself? That's why I encourage everybody out there to get a firearm while you still can. Okay? Just get one for your own personal protection. Protection from the government, for one thing. Who knows what these crazy people have up their sleeves? I think the people who are running things in this country have proven that they are not stable. I mean, you still have George W. Bush talking about how Iran is a threat and that Iran needs to explain why they had a nuclear weapons program back in 2003. He's continuing to try to save face by putting out all this propaganda and nonsense about what Iran is doing with their nuclear program, trying to justify opening up another front on this phony war on terror, which is nothing more than a war for American imperialism, for an American empire. Again, it's all about the resources. It's about expanding the American empire to more countries and grabbing the resources. And of course, Iran, they are no longer trading oil for dollars. They've completely ceased that practice. And that's really one of the main reasons why they're trying to find any way they can to justify an invasion of Iran or a military strike. But these people are such criminals. Nothing that they do is for the benefit of the American people. It all has to do with corporate interests, with the military-industrial complex, and all the people in their little club. It has nothing to do with the welfare of the American people. I think that's pretty obvious. But I got off on a little tangent. Let's get back into some of this news. Let me see here. NBC issues refunds as ratings plunge. This is an article from Reuters. Fourth-ranked broadcaster NBC has quietly begun reimbursing advertisers an average of $500,000 each for failing to reach guaranteed ratings levels, the first time a network has taken such a step in years, media buyers said. So NBC, which is owned by General Electric, is not receiving very good ratings anymore. And this is actually good news, because the less people that watch the crap that is on NBC and these different media conglomerates that put up the same propaganda and spin and present a certain reality of the world that is totally distorted, the better off we will be as a nation. I think we're seeing a huge shift, because the media has become decentralized. No longer are there just three major news networks that control information, at least in terms of a video. Because back in the 80s, I mean, it was NBC, CBS, ABC. Those were the big media outlets. And they were the ones that pretty much controlled what people got in terms of the stuff that was disseminated for public consumption. Then that kind of broke up with the cable networks, and then with the internet, the whole thing, the dam just burst. And now people are starting not to trust what the big networks put out, and for good reason. They should. I mean, look how they've handled covering the Ron Paul campaign. They act like he's like somebody that doesn't even exist. Even though he has a huge internet following, he's won all these different text message polls on the debates, the internet polls. He's gotten a ton of money, and he's got this huge campaign, but they act like he's the invisible man. And you look at all the other things that they cover, and how it's one-sided towards consolidating wealth with the military-industrial complex. They don't have libertarians on. They always have these hacks, these establishment hacks come on, and they try to spin it in the right-left political paradigm. And they never bring on somebody who talks about the Constitution, that talks about freedom, that talks about liberty. They've only brought Ron Paul on because they have to maintain some credibility. So they have to bring him on at least a little bit. But the rest of their media coverage focuses in on the corporate-approved candidates. And look what they're doing with Mike Huckabee, for example. All of a sudden, he's elevated to top-tier status. Why? Why is that? Because none of the other candidates are catching on. And they are afraid that Ron Paul could sneak in and win this thing. So now they are shifting their attention and focus to Mike Huckabee, because Fred Thompson has proven he's a dead horse. He's getting no support. Giuliani is getting absolutely no support. McCain is another dead duck because of his support for that amnesty bill. Nobody's going to support him. Romney's got the problem with his Mormon faith. A lot of people will not vote for him because of that. That's just the way it is. Not to mention he flip-flopped on the abortion issue and what have you. So they're pushing Mike Huckabee now, because they see him. They try to paint him as the dark horse, when Ron Paul is the real dark horse. But they look at Huckabee, well, at least we can live with Huckabee running up against Clinton. And then Clinton will probably win anyway. So that's really what's going on. We have a couple minutes left in this segment. Let me see what else we have here. Oh, a few other stories I want to get into before the end of the show. A couple big ones here. Let me see here. We got to talk about the spy court, how they won't release the wiretap documents. That's an Associated Press article. They won't make public documents regarding the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program. So we'll get into that. And I also want to talk about this story about Chrissy Todd Whitman. The New York Post has done this report on this lawsuit that's being filed against Chrissy Todd Whitman because of her actions during the days that followed 9/11, saying that the air was safe to breathe and all of that. And she wants her name removed from this lawsuit that's been filed against her by Ground Zero workers and downtown residents. I mean, that woman is just a complete and total criminal. As far as I'm concerned, she should be put in jail right now. I mean, people are dead because of that woman. They're dead. Or they're deathly ill. I mean, all this crap got put in the air after the towers exploded. Common sense would dictate that the air was not safe to breathe. But she went ahead and said that the air was just fine to breathe. And don't worry, we need to open Wall Street. That's more important than any of your lives. She's a total and complete criminal. We'll be back on the other side to discuss this and that other story. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Last segment here. Just real quick, we're going to cover these last two news stories. But before I do that, just wanted to make quick mention. On my website, roguegovernment.com, we had an article published entitled DOD Plan 21st Century Global Police Force that broke down this geostrategist by the name of Thomas Barnett. I think I talked about this on a previous show. And it's interesting. Today, on his website, he actually linked to the analysis of his PowerPoint presentation. And it was pretty interesting. He called roguegovernment.com a radical leftist conspiracy site or something along those lines. And I just wanted to congratulate Ethan Allen for the outstanding article. And it looks like Thomas Barnett himself actually noticed it. And very, very interesting stuff there. You know, maybe we can get Thomas Barnett on for a future program. We can discuss geopolitics, and we can discuss how he and his team of geostrategists at the Naval War College apparently want to use the United States military to help form this new world order. I mean, he basically just said it directly in his PowerPoint presentation that was what the plan was. Very, very fascinating stuff. So maybe we can arrange that. That would be fantastic. But anyway, real quick, let's get into these last two news stories. Let's talk about this story with the spy court. Spy court won't release wiretap docs. This is from the Associated Press. It says here, the nation's spy court said Tuesday that it will not make public documents regarding the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program. And, well, I mean, should we expect anything less? It's all for our safety. They can't reveal this information because it's all for our safety. And it will reveal the clandestine workings of national security agencies. That's according to this article. I mean, it's absolutely and totally insane. So we got this story with the spy court. They're not going to release the wiretap documents because apparently the federal government is trying to protect me. Well, that's news to me. I mean, I can't think of a time where the federal government has done anything beneficial for my personal welfare and security. Thank you very much. So that in of itself is a lie. And definitely not justification to withhold these records from the American people. And we got the Tsar story here from the New York Post. And this criminal, Christy Todd Whitman, the former EPA chief, she's asking a federal appeals court to give her a pass as a result of downplaying the post 9/11 dangers of toxic dust at Ground Zero following the 9/11 attacks. I mean, this woman is a complete and total criminal for what she did. As I said before, common sense would dictate you have all this asbestos going there, all these toxic chemicals, that maybe the air is not safe to breathe. And she was in charge of the EPA, and if she was pressured by the Bush administration, and there's been reports that she was, to issue a statement and a report saying that it was safe to breathe, it's like open Wall Street and whatnot, she should have resigned immediately. But she did not. So therefore, I hold her accountable for what happened to all those workers and to all the people who died as a result of these of the poor air quality, the toxic dust. I mean, people have died or people are definitely ill as a result of the actions by Christy Todd Whitman. It is disgraceful. Check out my website, roguegovernment.com. We'll have Jim Forsythe on tomorrow to discuss the Ron Paul campaign. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care. With